Hey everyone.
I'm Angel from China.
And I'm Kun from the Netherlands. And from a sunny but windy Mostar, welcome to a new episode of the Bridge of Stories podcast.
We will interview students from the United World Colleges in Mostar about ongoing issues in their country to help you learn more about what's going on in the world.
Okay, welcome to the show.
Thank
would
you.
Would you care to tell us a bit about yourself?
Yes, my name is Maria Rivera. I'm 16 years old and I was born in Mexico, but I'm U.S. raised my whole life, and I'm a student here at UWC Mostar, first year, and yeah, very happy to be here.
It's in the U.S. Where are you from especially?
I am specifically from Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. So yes. We heard there's just a new pass law in September. Can you give us an overview about the new implemented law?
Yes. So the Texas government, for those people who don't know, the U.S. is divided into 50 states. And since it's such a big territory, how they do it is that each state makes their kind of own laws. Of course, they have to be approved and everything, but it's kind of that system. So specifically, Texas criminalized abortion last week. And it is now a law in Texas that no impregnated person can commit any type of abortion before a 6-week period of pregnancy.
Six weeks. So that's before most people can find out they're pregnant.
Exactly.
So I've heard of this type of bill called the heartbeat bill. Do you know what that exactly is?
I'm familiar with it, but not the specifics.
Okay, so do you know if this is similar to a heartbeat bill?
So, but like I'm telling you, the standard rule is really just no woman after the 6 week period can, yes, it's, oh, actually, okay, I remember now. Yes, the heartbeat, nothing with a heartbeat can be aborted in Texas. And I suppose that the heartbeat begins after the 6 week period. But yes, that is the idea. But of course, the problem is that a woman's menstruation period is every month. So a woman would only be late 2 weeks, which can be so regular for anybody, before noticing that something's off and that they need to do a pregnancy test or something. So by the time that most women are actually aware that they are pregnant, they can't get an abortion.
But is there any like exception, for example, if someone got raped or the child is caused by incest, is that allowed to?
No, there are no exceptions, no incest, no rape, no anything. And it's actually such a controversial topic right now, like comparing the punishment for rape versus the punishment for abortion now.
What is the punishment going to be
For abortion, basically, it's the same system as drugs. If you are, for example, let's take marijuana, for example. Mm-hmm. If you, in the U.S., buy marijuana and you have it in your house, for example, really not much happens if you're caught with it. Like, it's not a big deal. But the person who really gets into big trouble is the drug dealer that sold it to you.
Oh.
They are committing a crime, right? So it's the same thing for abortion here. You can't really get into jail or anything like that for having an abortion, but whoever went through with it, like whatever center or doctor or person had that abortion for you, is in big, big trouble.
But I heard about the prosecutor. So if you want to sue someone for abortion, the prosecutor is not going to be the institute, but it's going to be like individuals.
Yes. Okay, so basically right now they're doing this thing, and right now, and I mean probably always, where any person that kind of turns in someone for doing this crime automatically has a minimum rate of suing the person who did it $10,000. So that's just creating a lot of problems, because it can be anyone from a nosy neighbor to a friend to an aunt. You know, anybody has the right to call someone out, and automatically it's a fine of $10,000 that goes to the person who accused.
I see.
So that's just really causing a lot of problems. And actually, there's even a rule, like, if any person goes to another state, for example, Oklahoma, they want to have their abortion there where it's legal. If they see that a Texan went over there, right, to have it, they can also be sued for those $10,000. And they can, their rights, they have the right to completely sue them because it's not supposed to happen, you know?
So in the bigger picture, on a federal level, I presume that abortion is legal.
Yes.
Fought in the Supreme Court, so how come that this Texas law?
Okay. Well, it's funny to say on the federal level because that's not really a thing. Each state has its own laws for everything, for property rights, for, like, well, of course there's a Bill of Rights in the U.S. that, like, the states have to follow. But other than that, there are very few laws that apply to all of the states in the U.S. Each state has its own environmental laws. Each state has its own, like, budget. So it really just differs in each state. That's why it makes an impact that Texas had this law, because first of all, it's the largest, other than Alaska, it's like in the 48 United States, it's the biggest one. And of course the population is very big, so it's a really big impact. It's not like Rhode Island took this decision, you know, like Texas is major.
So this law as of now is constitutional, or is it going to be fought in the Supreme Court, or we're gonna have to wait to see what happens there?
Wait to see what happens. I suppose with every law, like what states like to do is like, oh, we're doing this thing. And then later it's like the federal government's like, no, you can't. And the state's like, oh, okay, we take it back. That really happens. It's a very like common thing where states just make decisions and then bigger things get involved and then they kind of like are like, oh, never mind. But
until the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and they have a million other things to do, you know, like it's, I don't know, it's for state problems, it's not really a priority.
I think there's a law passed in 1973 called Roe versus Wade. It's like a court case. And after that, the Supreme Court in the United States actually stated that like women have the liberty to seek for abortion without the governmental, like local governmental restrictions. But now what they did is actually contradicted to this constitutional law. So when do you think the state government will react, or like what their reaction should be?
The federal, like the US government in general? Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm telling you, this is something that happens a lot. It's like federal laws, right? Oh, I'm putting up into... it's not really a thing because,
So what they're doing here is that they're circumventing the Supreme Court in the Roe v. Wade by attributing the regulation of the law to people itself and giving them their own right to sue people that they deem in violation of the law, and taking the regulation responsibility away from the state itself, and that's how they're not imposing any limitations out of the states, but instead, so that's where the Supreme Court is trying to respond to it, but until they give a ruling over it, it's still going to be in place.
Yeah, so it's all very complicated because, and especially for a state like Texas, people say, I'm from Texas. They don't say, I'm from the U.S. No, if you're from Texas, you're from Texas. Because Texas, you have to remember, at some point, was independent. It was its own, it was for a very brief period of time, but it was its own state. Well, state as in country. Like, as in, state as in the word for country. It was its own independent, like, thing for a long time. So that really, like, impacted, like, that history impacts so much. And now Texans are so proud to be Texans, and the government... Like, it's very known that the Texas government sees itself as its independent thing that shouldn't be held back by anyone, not the federal government, not anyone, and kind of like, we make the rules here, you know? It's Texas, it's our territory, it's not the U.S. territory, it's Texas. So, it's not surprising. The government always tries to just take over.
So what has the public response been to this law? Have there been protests? Have there been...
Oh, okay. So, I, for example, come from Texas, and from a conservative community in Texas, because there are, like, little liberal bubbles in Texas. They're very small. It's a very small percentage of the population. But personally, for example, all of my best friends are Trump supporters. They have Trump flags in their driveways, in their doors, in their rooms. They have... I was invited to a Trump-themed birthday party for my friend's grandpa. I didn't attend, but there it was, right? So, for example, my friend's have like a very celebratory response to this, you know? It's like, finally, because you have to see where the issues start in the first place, right? It's all religion. At least a very big part of Republicans in Texas, the main reason for everything is religion. So you put God, or as they say, the Lord, in front of everything. They always say the Lord comes first, the Lord comes first. So for example, in choosing a president, they have to go with the one that doesn't support, that isn't pro-choice, that is pro-life, because God says so, you know, the Bible says so. And since they are using that to guide every single aspect of their life, whether that be political, like marital, like anything, they have to go towards what God says. So in this case, well, of course, the Bible says that abortions are not good and that they should not be a thing. So of course, everyone in churches and everything literally had celebrations of, yay, like the Lord God is taking over with goodness, you know? So it's, they're celebrating because their way of life is spreading and what they think should be happening is happening. So
would you say today what happened is actually a reflection of people's opinions on this political issue?
Of
like
course.
Most people.
Yes. Actually, in my school in Texas, for example, I attended a very big high school called the Woodlands High School, which I lived in the Woodlands, so this is the Woodlands High School. It's a very famous community in Texas. And my high school had 1,500 kids per generation. So it's a big high school. Everything is bigger in Texas, they say, and this is the case too. And I knew about five people, like personally knew about five people that were liberals and that were like pro-life. Everyone else is like, it's not even a question. I mean, that were pro-choice, I meant, yeah. Like, it's not even a question. And you are familiar with the terms pro-life, pro-choice?
Mm.
Yes, okay. Pro-life being against abortions, pro-choice being for the choice of people. Okay, so yes, I knew so little people, so any family or anything, they basically, why don't I give you kind of an explanation of their perspective and why they say this? It's like, people shouldn't have the choice to be murderers. That's what they think. They think people, like, even if it happened for a bad reason, or even if it was rape, even blah, blah, like, You can't use one crime to justify the other. They're like, you can't use rape to justify murder, right? Because they see anything with a beating heart, like a being, that you are murdering if you get an abortion, for example, right? So that's their main thought. They're like, I think this is one of the topics that they really don't see another argument. They're like, it is black or white, and we're on this side, and there's no other way to it. I think out of all the topics, actually, that are very, like, hot issues in the U.S., I think this is one of the ones that very much is just the people have their opinions, and they're not. It's not up for discussion, you know?
Okay.
It's there. So it doesn't surprise me that this is one of the first laws in Texas that are, like, well, not one of the first laws. I'm saying it doesn't surprise me that this law was passed in Texas, because everyone I know is, like, abortion is crazy, and it's completely, like, it's not even considerable in any situation for anything. So, yeah.
But before, what was the abortion law be like? Is this fully legalized, or?
Yeah, it was anybody that needed to get an abortion.
Yeah.
Could get an abortion, yeah.
So
there were abortion centers in Texas. It was up and running. It was a business.
No, but now about the clinics. Like,
oh, now the clinics. Well, of course, millions of people just lost their jobs. You know, millions of people just studied medicine their whole life for nothing.
And
you have to think about that.
For the women who are seeking for abortion, they have to go.
They have to go to another state and do it in a very discreet way where they will not get in trouble, because you're not supposed to. Like, they're trying to make abortion not a thing anymore. You know, like, you're pregnant, deal with it.
And talking about going to other states, do you think other states will follow this piece of legislation? Do you think they'll make an example out of Texas?
Well, in the U.S., you have to look at the states that are kind of like predominant and leaders, right? Because it's really per regions. For example, of course, we know that in the West, in the West it's California, in the East it's more like New York, in the South, Texas, you know, like those are the famous ones. Those are the ones that come to mind. Of course, there are more states that are like politically very active. But if you look at, for example, environmental laws in California, every state surrounding California has literally copy-pasted their environmental laws because they're like, California is important, California is big, they have a very steady government, it worked out for them, so we're going to do it the same. It's the same for when any other like major state does something and it seems to be going well, the smaller states that don't have such a structured government are just going to follow along, it's easier. So no, I would not be surprised at all if states just follow along with Texas, because it always happens for so many like little laws that are like, oh, Texas did it, you know, because you're not gonna follow something if, I don't know, North Dakota did it, like who are they, you know? But Texas, like, that has a different ring to it, and for states that have it's not the same like conservative Republican mindset, they I think will follow Texas
lead. Georgia,
yeah, well, Alabama. Alabama, any of those states really have a very similar mentality to the one of Texas.
The southern states.
Yeah.
So what do you see things will go in the following months or years? Like, people, women in Texas, what will they do, protesting or trying to change the law?
Okay, well, okay, for example, if you see in the elections who voted, like, it's funny because Texas was fairly Democratic. Because you have to see, like, for example, Houston, I am almost completely sure that it was majority Democratic vote.
It's like a major city.
Exactly. And you have to see because of the minorities that are in Houston. Like, Houston has a almost majority Black population and Hispanic and all of that. So you have a lot of people in Texas that aren't white, you know, that are minorities. And they're looking for other representatives and other things. I see those people, I see those minorities, for example, right now fighting for abortion rights. I see those people, but you have to remember they're minorities.
Yeah.
So even if all the people that right now are Democratic and that support the other side of politics in the US, they're protesting, but at the end of the day, the Texas government itself is Republican. So it can so easily just ignore the people, like nothing. So there is backlash, definitely, and especially, I'm telling you, from the minority scene in Texas, but then you also have to remember, for example, Hispanic people that would vote Democratic, and generally the Democratic Party is pro-choice, a lot of those Hispanic people are very religious. And Catholicism is a major thing, for example, in Mexico, and also the Black population is very Christian. So even the minorities that we'd usually fight for this type of stuff is very religious. So it's kind of like, who is even, it's a very small population that is actually fighting against this, because you have your minorities, Hispanic and Black, they're very religious, and then most of the majority, like white people, are Republicans that are for this in the first place. So, yeah.
If things will change significantly, we either wait for the response from the Supreme Court of the federal government, or we wait for the next midterm
election. That's the only way I see possible, because even if there was a wave of people just completely fighting against it, that's not so effective in the US, because the government is just so powerful, you know? You think of powerful governments, and the US just comes to mind automatically. Because for a reason, they are powerful. Even with the Black Lives Matter protests, you can see now very little action has been taken. And look at the reaction that the nation has had, you know? It's like they don't have to listen to anyone technically. So.
But do you think the women who previously support the current government, will, like when their abortion rights are limited, they will turn to support the other side of the party? And then, is
that
really possible?
But I think women in the first place, if they were, because it's a fact, it's like Democratic Party pro-choice, Republican Party pro-life. It's been a fact for a long time, and that's actually a lot of people's main like I can't find the word, like the decision maker, I guess, in their vote, for example. Like, most of my friends were like, I would never, like, and their families, like, my Republican friends were like, I would never in a million years even consider voting for a Democratic Party because of abortions, you know, because of that topic. Like, it's, I'm telling you, God is the number one thing leading Christians' life, and the majority of Christians in Texas are Republican. So, since God is the number one thing leading their lives, they will make the decision according to God, you know? So, what you asked, like, I think the majority of the people, if they were pro-life in the first place, they were probably already with the Democratic Party, and if they were pro-life, they were with the Republican Party, and if they were pro-choice, they were with the Democratic, because that's such a decision-making point in the first place.
So, the implementation of this law actually doesn't have much impact on their, like, popularity within the state.
No, because people already had... It's really shocking to see how radical people's opinions are in the U.S. It's a two-sided conflict. No in-between, no switching. It's like, my great-grandpa was Republican, my grandpa was Republican, my dad's Republican, I'm Republican, you know? It's a family thing. It's not like, oh, you're going to make up your mind. No, because you're raised with these opinions, you know? There are very few people that, in their life, come about to make the conclusion that those thoughts that have been in their families for hundreds of years are wrong, you know? Because if you are told from a baby, from when you're a baby, the sky's blue, the sky's blue, the sky's blue, it's not like you're going to be 23 years old and just say, like, oh, no, the sky is orange, you know? No. Like, you've been taught for the last, I don't know how many years of your life, that the sky is blue. So, you're going to think that, you know? It's the same thing with these political parties. Their whole life, like, every single thing about their life is growing up with the mentality of either a Republican or a Democrat. And it's really hard for them to randomly just change opinions. There's not really a lot of moving political parties, at least in Texas.
Okay, so the background is really, like, the biggest factor when you're choosing the party. Okay, so
thanks for joining us today. It'd be really interesting to hear your perspective on the story, and we hope that give people a bit more insight into the situation in Texas, also compared to the story we talked about with Leilani next week about the legalization in Mexico. So thanks for joining us.
Of course, thank
you. Hope to see thoughts in the future really soon.
Thank you.